Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to video, we're going to be discussing specifically syndications, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, in recent time, over the last 12 months, syndications have been getting a pretty bad rap. There are deals out there that aren't working right now. We're having some capital calls. We're having some deals going to foreclosure, and all of a sudden, syndication has become a bad word. Whereas a few years ago, it was the rage. Everyone was doing syndications. It was the darling. I'm going to pick up a cell phone for those of you who are not on YouTube. I'm going to equate syndications as a tool. This that I'm holding right here, cell phone, it's a tool also. Now, a cell phone can be really an amazing tool. It can make you really efficient. It can cut down on your time. It can be used for enjoyment. It can make you a ton of money, but it can also cut down on your enjoyment. You can become addicted. It can take over your life. It can be a huge distraction. You may be missing those amazing moments in life because you're on your phone all the time. Hence, are cell phones good or bad? It depends. Let me bring another controversial item into the mix. A gun, sort of the same thing. A gun is just an inanimate object. It's a tool. Now, if you use a gun properly, if you are safe with the gun, if you understand how to use it, it's fine. But if you are reckless, if you're careless, if you don't know how to use it, if you use it for the wrong intentions and the wrong purposes, it can cause a lot of harm. And that's the way I'm looking at syndications right now. And listen, down below in the comment section, if you think I'm crazy, let me know. If it's controversial, you think, why are you equating guns to syndication? All I'm trying to show you is that it is a tool. Syndication is a tool in the toolbox. It is one strategy. You need to know when to use a syndication. You need to know when it's appropriate to use your cell phone and if and when you have to use a gun. And if you use them properly, then they are amazing. Syndication really came out on the scene back in 2015, 16, 17. There's been syndications going on forever, but it became the rage with the 2017 Jobs Act. And of course, with all this money flowing into the multifamily sector, people started raising capital specifically for multifamily. Then bonus depreciation comes along in 2017, 100%, and things completely change. I think that's when multifamily really started to gain a lot of steam, 2018, 2019, and syndications were the rage, able to raise a ton of capital for deals. And what happens when there's a ton of capital that's being raised for a specific sector? Go back to oil in 2008, go back to gold. You can look at crypto early on when it was up to 80,000, then it dropped to 20,000. Now it's back up to 60,000 right now. It's just flows of capital. So syndication has allowed investors who otherwise couldn't get into a 100 unit apartment complex, they're able to raise capital from others, pool their money, pool their resources, get into a deal, and they're able to invest. The problem came in 2021 and 2022 when interest rates were still low. People did not understand how to buy right, manage right, and finance right. If you don't or you haven't read our book yet, email me gino@jakeandgino.com and I will send over a free PDF copy, because this three-step framework will protect you and it has protected a lot of people. And you see, in buy right, manage right, finance right, that three-step framework, there's no syndicate right. That's a different part of the framework that we haven't talked about, because if you don't know the business of multifamily, you should have no business in syndicating or raising capital. And a lot of people out there just want to strictly raise capital for deals. Nothing wrong with that until the market changes like it did in 2021 and 2022. What happened was interest rates started rising. People had floating rate debt. Assumptions were made that rates were going to stay low for a lot longer. They didn't. Labor markets got more expensive. Insurance in many areas doubled. Operations started slipping. And then all of a sudden, these deals that were syndicated that were already paid for and they were already bought incorrectly, because people were buying deals that were stabilized. These deals were stabilized. They were buying them on bridge debt, on the short-term debt. That caused a lot of, what do you want to call it in the market? That caused a lot of speculation and a lot of newer operators who were able to, you know, raise an inordinate amount of capital were putting money into these deals. Once rates rose, things started changing. Rates started changing. These deals started having problems. Now, people are going to go out there and blame syndications. Like they'd go out there and blame their cell phone. It's not the syndication's fault. Syndications are an amazing tool when you know how to use them. So what's the good about syndications? There's a lot of good about syndications. In fact, we've done three syndications. We've gone full cycle on three of our syndications. Our IRR on average is above 20% on all three of those. The great thing about it is it allows you to use other people's money to be able to scale up and to buy larger assets that you otherwise could not buy. Jake and I, at around 800 units, we were sort of tapped out. We had just refinanced our portfolio. We were using that money to get into the next deal, but we wanted to scale and go into another market. So we used syndication wisely. We still had to buy right, finance right, and manage right, but we used the tool of syndication to raise capital from investors and to be able to purchase three deals in syndication. It was an amazing time. Now, syndication also allows you to build a different business. If you haven't read The Honeybee, go and take a look at The Honeybee that we wrote. In fact, you know what? I feel generous today. If you want a copy of The Honeybee, email me gino@jakeandgino.com. I'll send you a PDF copy. Now, why would I want to do that? Because if you're serious about getting into syndication, you need to look at it through the lens of another business. Because it is. Because all of a sudden, you're starting to deal with investors. You have your property here. All of a sudden, you have a property management company running the property. Now you have asset management, and now you have investors, and you need to take care of your investors. Your fiduciary responsibility is to them. You're starting to build another business. It's a complementary stream of revenue, like we talked about in The Honeybee. It's awesome. You're able to scale into bigger properties with syndication. You're able to offer the opportunity to other people that otherwise would not be able to invest in a multifamily asset. You're building the business. You're able to get fees. There's acquisition fees. You're getting paid for this, and you're able to put that money into the deal as well. You're able to get asset management fees, possibly disposition fees, construction management fees. There's fees in this business that you can make that can make you wealthy. But on the other hand, I always looked at it this way. There's the general partnership, and then you have your limited partners. If you're a general partner and you're investing in these deals, you put some of your own capital into the deals, you're making money on the passive side as well. So not only are you making active income with actively running this property, you're also making money as a limited partner. So the benefits are obvious. You're able to get into deals. And if you're struggling by getting into multifamily, read Wheelbarrow Profits, learn the three-step framework, then start raising capital. Understand the business and how to buy a really good deal. Then you start raising the capital. Syndication allows you to do that. Remember, once again, it's one of those tools in the toolbox. It's getting a little bit more challenging right now in this part of the market cycle as I'm speaking in the beginning of 2024, because these limited partners, they're starting to huddle together and they're starting to talk about their deals not going that well. There's capital calls. Distributions are being paused. They're feeling a little nervous. So it's more challenging to raise capital right now. That's why syndication may be a little bit more challenging. And on top of that, to make it as simple as possible, if you're offering an 8% preferred rate of return and your cost of debt is 6.5% to 7%, it seems as if you need to make 15% on your money to be able to pay your investors and to be able to pay the debt. So it's hard to find deals that are returning that amount of capital right now. Prices have to adjust downward. So syndication may be a challenge right now. Now, the bad and the ugly? Well, the bad and the ugly is, for us, we had to sell our syndications. We weren't smart enough to say to ourselves, hey, what does the exit strategy look like? It's more of a fix and flip model. That's how a syndicator makes money. They make money on the front end with acquisition fees. They may make a little bit money with cash flow, but they make a lot of money on the exit. Some of these syndicators may do a 70-30 split where 70% is owned by limited partners, 30% is owned by the general partners, but when they exit, Possibly they may split the profits 50-50 once the limited partners have gotten all of their capital back, plus that preferred rate of return. So it can be very lucrative on the back end. That's a good thing, but to me, it's also a bad thing. Because if I want to buy multifamily, hold it for the long term, and my investors want me to sell out, well, I need to do what the investors want to do. They're my boss in a syndication. Our goals need to align, but it's what they expect and what's best for them, not what's best for Gino. So that's one of the challenges. That's one of the bad and one of the uglies with syndication, is really a fix and flip model. The investors are your boss. It's also a little bit more complex. Once you start and you're starting in real estate, it's challenging enough to start doing your own deals. When Jake and I bought that first 25-unit complex, we didn't use syndication. We used seller financing, which was an amazing way to get into real estate. Go check out Creative Cash, one of the best books, I think, in the market right now on seller financing. Coach Bill Hamm wrote it. We launched it, published it for him. But that's how we got in. We were afraid to take people's money. That was a limiting belief. One of the things with syndication, it is more complex. But right now, with portals like Cashflow Portal, it's an investment portal, with syndication attorneys, with mentorship groups like Jake and Gino, it's become a lot easier to learn the syndication model. There's just some more moving parts to it. And like I said, the mindset in and of itself, it's a good thing that you can build a business, but it also can be a bad thing because all of a sudden you add on another layer of complexity. I think to sum this whole video up, this whole lesson up, would be look at it from the lens of what you are trying to accomplish. If you're trying to get into real estate and you want to buy your own deals, 10, 20, 30 units, you may not use syndication yet. There may be a point when you run out of capital, and it happened to us and it happens to a lot of investors, that you may need to pick up that tool of syndication. Learn how to use the tool. At Jake and Gino, we've built an amazing mentorship program. Our students have closed over 75,000 units. A lot of them have done through syndication. They raised over $500 million in capital to be able to do that. But they've learned how to buy right, finance right, and manage right. So look at the lens of what you're trying to accomplish. If you're trying to go in and join other groups, you still need to learn how to buy right, finance right, and manage right. You're building your own syndication business there with your group of investors. Those are your customers. Those are your investors. And in the syndication, don't ever lose sight that your customers are your investors, but your customers are also the residents of your property. We have to separate the two. We can go to another whole rabbit hole with property management versus asset management. We're not going to do that here. So understand ultimately what your goals are. Learn the tool of syndication. Learn how to apply it. Learn when to apply it. There's different parts of the market cycle it works well. And learn what deals it works really well with. You may find a smaller deal that if you can get partners and joint venture that deal, it may make more sense to JV that deal with two or three people than it is to bring on investors. Understand the business of syndication. There's a lot of good to it. There's a lot of bad to it. Align it with what you're trying to accomplish. Learn the business and go check us out at jakeandgino.com. Thanks for spending part of your day with me, and I will see you on next week's how-to. Take care, everyone.